You're tuned in to The Cube, Denver's underground network for indie music, news, on-location entertainment, and ultimate awesomeness, with your hosts, Dax Dish and Carrie Dash.
Check, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2, we do have sound, sound waves coming through on the mic, that's right, sit back and relax, it's Dax Dish in the house.
Dax Dash, weirdo.
Dash, whore.
Oh my god, suck me for Valentine's Day, take all of my troubles away.
Well, this is how we're doing it, huh?
This is how we're doing it, so let's talk hard on BD. Today we're going to talk about...
the Denver Broncos! Hell yeah! We've got to send a shout out to the home team. Guys picked up a win. AFC champions and Super Bowl. Took it all.
A mile high salute to our Denver Broncos!
Yeah, that was really convincing. We know you don't like football. I mean,
I hate
you live
football.
In Colorado, for God's sake. You live in Colorado and you live downtown. I'm like, what's wrong with this picture?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm a baseball fan, and I'm from San Francisco, so you can do the math.
Well, I can't really do math, but you can help me with that later.
You're a blonde. Yeah. Blonde.
I'm a black blonde.
I dated a girl who was a black blonde.
Did you?
I for real did.
Who haven't you dated? You dated a frickin' tin can in the back alley.
Slore! So, everybody,
thank you. First of all, thank you so much for joining me on the show, Carrie. I love your frickin' energy, man. Thanks for being on the show. I love your wild side. I love just your candidness. And I think this is a great time for us. So, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Dax.
And thanks for all the listeners. Thanks for all the new listeners. Thanks for all the people that are liking the Facebook pages and sending shout-outs and following us on Twitter. Thank you guys so much. You keep the show going. It's the same platform. We've just got a little bit more to talk about because the world's so fucked up. And we still got great music, great canvas for art, and anybody who is independent and out there trying to push what they're doing. So like our page, send us messages. The show's going to only get better from here. We'll be doing remote segments as well, so you'll be getting video streams and whatnot. But be sure to tune in to the online shows as well. So thanks for joining us. Today is a very special day. It is a tribute day to all the lovers and losers. And
some people call it commercial.
Absolutely. But we call it BD. Hell yeah. We call it VD. What's VD all about? Guess you gotta stick around to find out. Here's Justice League on the Cue with Valentine.
Sunshine can't compare to you. Gotta watch the way I walk when I step to you. Butterflies in my stomach can't grab the idea. Trying to pursue somebody brighter than Hades Comet. Speechless as I glance, thinking to myself, say something last chance. Funny how women make it hard to be a man, but I can't stop now, too much swag in my stance. Shall we dance with the devil, my dear? Your heart's gunmetal, all stone round here. End of the class, can't let you walk by, at least without trying to say hi.
Will you be hi. My Valentine for my whole life? Take your heart.
What fame feels like. I'm a VA boy, you're a B more, right? The bond's too tight to be broken. Let's keep building. Love too strong to crease. Sound way smooth, so it's easy sailing on the beat. Still tripping over my nights. Two left feet. Can I see you tonight? Yeah, let's meet under the moon. Yeah, sounds sweet. Not running game, cause I never had technique. Met again next week. Now I'm speeding in my car, floor pedal. Fingers locked, kisses real special. Now it's something seems different, but I just met you. Forever sounds better. Matching pea coats, cause haters bring harsh weather. But we can handle it. Trust in these hands and just take a tighter grip. Believe that she'll never slip.
Will you be my Valentine for my whole life? Take your heart and give you mine. Love too strong to pass you by. So will you be mine, be mine, be my Valentine?
You are such an L-A-D-Y, so baby, can you be my love, that's fine, as long as you can be mine.
Valentine.
Give me your heart in exchange, take mine. So baby, can you be mine?
Valentine.
Forever yours and forever mine. So baby, can you be mine?
Valentine.
But I'm
will you be my Valentine for my whole life? Take your heart and give you mine. Love too strong to pass you by. So will you be my, be my, be my Valentine?
I've never been lucky in love. Sometimes it seems like love don't love me, and I'm lovely. But even beyond the physical beauty, intellectually stimulating you mentally, it seems like you and me were meant to be. But I've never been so lucky. And luckily I've been taught to have thick skin, building barriers around my heart, swearing to never let another in, because in the end, I never win. Because I tend to see happy endings before the relationship even begins, because I can see the God in you. But you flip that right around and reveal the dog in you. I'll never understand what's wrong with you, because you and I could have built an empire. But I've never been so lucky. And luckily I'm in touch with reality. I wanted you as my king, but that was just a fantasy. You should have been a man to me, reached out your hand to me and asked me to be your queen, help you manifest your dreams. Together we could have acquired the finer things, but I've never been so lucky.
And that was Colorado artist Jai Harris with Unlucky in Love. Before her, it was the Justice League with Valentine. Stay tuned, because when we get back, Dash and Dish will school you on the psychology of VD. Stay tuned. You're tuned in to The Cue, right here on blogtalkradio.com, with your hosts, Dax Dish and Carrie Dash. We'll be right back.
Defy how others define you in the world premiere comedy, Fade.
Welcome to the writer's room. We're so happy to have someone like you on board. We hired you because we know you'll be able to add some spice to the diverse characters we're cooking up this season. I know you're still pretty new to Hollywood, but I can't wait to see your fresh perspective on the silver screen.
Discover what it's like to be a screenwriter from someone who won't let others put her in a box. See Fade at the Ricketson Theater, February 5th through March 13th. Visit denvercenter.org for tickets.
At Edible Arrangements, we want Valentine's Day to be every bit as perfect as you do. To order your freshly crafted arrangement, visit your local store or go to edible.com today.
All right, here's a couple of guys you should know. They were on the show last year. This is Ben and Will, Benson the Dog, with Valentine's Day, right here on the Cube.
Will, tell me, on Valentine's Day, how do you celebrate?
I don't, because I hate Valentine's Day.
Ah.
Wrote a song about it.
Let's hear it.
This is how it goes. The bouquet that I bought you with the last $10 I had now has a home at the bottom of the trash. And the vase that came with it is filled with nothing but cigarette butts and ash. I can't help but laugh. Ah, what more can I say? God, I really hate Valentine's Day. God, I hate it so much, I really do. I've had 3 cans of Pabst and there's 2 more in the fridge. I swear I bought a bottle, but I can't recall where it is. And on the floor I found the notes that read, I love you, but I can't live like this. Gave all I could give. What more can I say? God, I really hate Valentine's Day. So I guess I'll walk down to the pub and have myself a few. After all, I've never been let down by a nice shot and a brew. And then I'll stumble home and puke and crawl into my bed with thoughts of you still prancing round my pounding head. Oh, the bouquet that I bought her with the last $10 I had left me with a nixing crust from when I dug it out the trash. But it doesn't change a thing because she's gone and she ain't never coming back. Damn my pride and Jack. Jack Daniels, that is. What more can a drunk say? God, I really hate Valentine's Day.
Yeah. It's Ben and Will, Vince and the Dog. Who knew hating Valentine's Day could sound so good? All right, class. School is now in session. So get your little asses in here, get in your desk, and lend me your ear, because you're about to get schooled on BD.
What's BD all about?
I mean, there's a lot of fundamentals that go along with this holiday BD. You've got the emotional aspect, you've got the physical aspect, you've got all these ingredients piled up in one bowl.
It's about love, really? Or is it about the many venereal diseases that are,
circling the nation?
Right.
I don't know. We have to look at the fundamentals of love and sex, really, if we're talking about Valentine's Day, right? Love in terms of familial, companionate, passionate love, whatever type of love you're talking about. And sex, of course, because one of the main components of what we think of as love is sex.
Right. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Tell me more.
Tell me more. What do you think, Dax? I mean, based on your worldview and your life experience, what would you say are the components of Valentine's Day that we should discuss that are on the table right now? Love and sex. What?
The components? About, like, I don't know, maybe just relationships in general, you know? Not just between a man and a woman or, you know, a man and a man or a woman and a woman, but relationships in general. You know, the people that you surround yourself with. You know, I mean, we should acknowledge people every day, obviously, that we care about and love, but, you know, I think because it's such a universal language, love is, and it happens to fall on February 14th, I think that it should be broadened, you know? I think the basis of Valentine's Day should be broadened, not just looked at as two people being in love, but being in love, you know, maybe just with it, with life, with the world in general, just being in love, you know?
Sure. I also think that one of the necessary things to do is to consider how much is being sold to us about love. That's what I think when people talk about the commercialization of the holiday.
Right.
Or of holidays in general, but certainly this one. Many people think it's invented.
Right. Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree that it's invented. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's really, it's over-commercialized and, yeah.
Well, you know, thinking about Valentine's Day for me is always a mixed blessing. Because, of course, I've had some great Valentine's Days, but none of them were with people I was in love with. Every time I've been with someone I was in love with on Valentine's Day, it sort of goes flat and usually isn't very good.
And at what goes flat? His penis? Or just, it flat in general?
No, I mean, for some reason, my experience of Valentine's Day has always been rather bush league. I've had a couple good Valentine's Day, one of which I'll give a shout out to my friend Dieter for.
Dieter Schneider.
But I don't know about you, Dax, but usually this so-called terrific holiday or whatever that people lambaste themselves with, single people, shows up and either I'm just out of a relationship or I have a really horrible fight with my mate. Have you had a good Valentine's Day?
Yeah, with myself. No, it's not that I'm not looking for a relationship, but I just, you know, I'm open to one. And, you know, when Valentine's comes around, yeah, I think about, you know, what if the woulda, coulda, and shoulda, but, you know, I'm in a good spot right now. You know, I'm in a good spot right now, but. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if somebody came around and, you know, we were together on Valentine's Day, yeah, it'd be a romantic...
But if you had one.
That's just it. If.
If.
But I don't, so...
No, but you've never had a romantic Valentine's. Well, because I was leading into, what do you think are the romantic hotspots in Denver?
The hotspots?
The romantic hotspots.
For just like people to go and stuff?
People that are... Where do you think people will be going today?
Someone told me that Lookout Mountain. People can go up to Lookout Mountain. That's a really, you know, nice spot for lovers to go and, you know, feel up on each other and do what comes naturally.
I heard a sex story about Lookout Mountain from a friend.
You were probably in it. The sex story.
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
No, some friends of mine got caught by a cop sex on Lookout Mountain in their car. And nothing came of it. The cop was really cool about it.
Oh, something came all right.
Yeah, no, that was abbreviated.
Oh, okay.
According to the teller of the tale, and it was the guy who told me. So I'm pretty sure he was telling the truth, because guys don't usually tell stories in which they're the fall guy.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome. So Lookout Mountain is one point of interest. And then, I don't know, maybe somewhere like Glenwood Springs, you know, right now. It's probably cold as shit, but usually in the fall, that's a really
it's great
good
in the
place
winter.
Is it nice?
All the hot springs around Denver. There are some secret ones that I've never seen. One of my favorites is at Mount Princeton Hot Springs down near Salida.
Okay,
it's a great one. They have little stony circles in the creek next to the hot spring pool. Mm-hmm. It's clothing optional.
Oh, I'm in.
I know you are. You sexy beast.
I am in.
So, what's another one for you?
Well, if I were going somewhere romantic, why are you offering or what? I can be lesbian.
You cannot. You don't have a vagina.
Oh, okay. Well, I can pretend. At any rate, okay.
You're a little inny penis.
So,
yeah.
I will hurt you right now. So, anyways, no. I would say probably. Are we talking locally or just anywhere in general?
I'd say locally. Let's focus on Denver. I have a few thoughts myself. Restaurants, stuff like that. I think.
Valentine's Day. For restaurants, I mean anywhere like. Maggiano's downtown is really nice, or even like the Westin has a really nice, you know, place of.
I was thinking a little bit different,
more
like
elegant.
The Potager, which is on 9th and Ogden near the Park Tavern. Excellent kind of country French food, female chef, very much a low key who's who list of people socializing there, but it's very lively and thronged, but romantic and well designed. Excellent food, very good garden if you can go there in the later part of spring. Another one that pops into my head is Beatrice and Woodsley down on Broadway at First-ish.
I don't know where any of these places are. I've been here for 30 years. Are these places that just popped up?
They've been around for a while.
Really?
Great couple places, too. Great friend places, actually. Great places to celebrate high budget activities on Valentine's Day. They are definitely not inexpensive places to dine.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on The Cube. Stay tuned.
Meet Tim Mahoney. Tim thinks you need to be some sort of mastermind to do your own taxes. So we flew in mastermind George Smoot to help him.
Okay, what does it say there?
It says, did you buy a home?
Did you buy a home?
Yes.
Then I press there.
Thanks.
Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
What if we made dreaming less expensive? What if we created the room for it? Revolutionized the meaning of capital? What if saving the world just means sharing the weight? We forget. Creativity is hard-coded in our DNA. All we have to do is cultivate.
Crawfish shorts, I like your style.
Hooked it just a little bit.
Don't open that cellar door. Epic comeback starts right here. Lucky shot.
Out of Carson, California, this is Nonsense BCB with Valentine, right here on The Cube.
Tell me this isn't real.
Yeah!
When I thought there's one thing I've learned, said I couldn't fix it then, and I never should. Cause my time's come to get funky.
That was the sexy sounds of Sadia with Valentine right here on the cue. Before her, you heard Eric Ness with Valentine. And kicking off this round was Valentine by Nonsense BCB out of Carson, California. Hey, it's a Valentine show, okay? I'm not anti-Valentine.
And I'm a black nerd, and I'm angry. Today's topic, Valentine's Day. A lot of people hate Valentine's Day. And by people, I mean single people.
All the single people, all the single people.
People hate Valentine's Day because they're lonely, or because it's a corporate holiday, or because every time you walk inside a store, it's filled with so many hearts you think you're in the Popeye video game. But that's not why I hate Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day because I hate people telling me not to hate Valentine's Day. Let me get this straight. We live in a cynical world where I have to read your dumbass tweets and tumbles about celebrities, politicians, websites making changes. Yet say you hate a holiday purely for celebrating relationships because you don't have a relationship, and all of a sudden you're the Grinch that stole February 14th.
You are single, Mr. Grinch.
If you're mad because you're single and you can't fully experience Valentine's Day the way you want to, that's okay. You're allowed to be upset. No one has the right to tell you that you should be happy on this day when you ain't got nobody. Be angry about being single. God forbid you show a little emotion. And trust me, there is more passion about a single person being upset on Valentine's Day than a deadbeat boyfriend buying you a heart-shaped balloon with Snoopy on it at your local Kmart. Now, if you're in a relationship and you're trying to tell a single person not to be upset on Valentine's Day, do yourself a favor and shut the fuck up. Do you think rich people drive their limos up to poor people and say,
"But it's okay being poor. Being rich isn't all that great. Outside of my cars, my mansions, and my personal helicopter that can shoot laser beams and rainbows, I'm the same as you."
You're tuned in to The Cue. Right here on blogtalkradio.com with your hosts, Dax Dish and Carrie Dash. We'll be right back. Tim thinks you need to be some sort of mastermind to do your own taxes. So we flew in mastermind George Smoot to help him.
Okay, what does it say there?
It says, "Did you buy a home?"
Did you buy a home?
Yes.
Then I press there.
Hey. Thanks.
Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. This is Dax Dish with your Cue Weekend Calendar of Events. It's a doggone good time at the Denver Dog Show down at the National Western Complex, February 11th through the 15th, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit denverdogshow.com for ticket purchase. Roll on over to Monster Jam going down at the Pepsi Center starting at 2 o'clock today. Click on altitudetickets.com and put it in drive. Frolic on the ice one last time with your Valentine at the Southwest Rink at Skyline Park, open today. Get your free pass and $2 skate rental at downtowndenver.com. Book a date with your funny bone and spend Valentine's weekend with the Grolix Comedy Troupe tonight at Comedy Works Downtown Denver. Go to comedyworks.com/comedian for more ticket info. The insatiable trailblazing Erica Badu will drop Intellect on stage tonight at the Ogden Theater. Tickets are on sale at ogdentheater.com. I'm Dax Dish, and that's your Cue Weekend Calendar of Events. Happy Valentine's Day. Now back to more music and entertainment on The Cue, right here at blogtalkradio.com. It's 11:30 in the Mile High, and it is a beautiful 65 degrees. Get on out there and do what you do. Here's Alora Zamar with Say You Love Me, right here on The Cue.
Space and time, the only way you see. Don't know
You're now listening to the smooth sounds of Freakin' 30s music.
I had a bit to drink, but still I'm throwing plenty cash up. Me up in your lanes, a little much for you to pass up. Slow down, we will pull over later and gas up. Blow trees and still we'll find a way to get the grass up. We asked for more bottles. She rose weed, what I consider a role model. And don't follow the ones you think you need. Let the time do the talking, that's for now, just blow the weed. Yeah. She tell me only for the night though. Pockets overweight, but I've never considered lipo. Higher than the pilot flying kites, bro. Hit a hotel with plenty sheets and getting covered, call it Geico. I've been on something special. I'm all about the chills, but I don't ever have to bet you. Fall back and never worry, I will catch you. Leader of the class, but I don't even have to test you. Jay.
That get chicks to kiss chicks. I don't need his chicks. Man, when you Chris Rich, you don't need big dick. I spit swift and rock fits that get dips. The only time you change gears and the stick shift rip. Ain't Spielberg, but I flip scripts and niggas still run their mouths saying I can't spit. Well, since all y'all shit and I'm an ass, I'ma tighten my grip so you can't pass. I wouldn't drag in the gay class. Sorry, RuPaul, I ain't tryna do y'all, but your chick been seen more sticks than a pool ball. And she taking sticks to the face like a cue ball. And I'm tearing down walls like some Duval. See, I'm the future of this goddamn rap game. All my shit flow like my goddamn rap name. I could die now and y'all still would be mad, cause my cash fill up banks like Hillary dead.
Yeah.
This is Dish.
And Dash.
And you just heard our awesome set of three. That was Whipping Boy with Valentine 69. Before that, you heard Flo with Valentine. And leading the set was Alora Zamar with Say You Love Me. One of the very few songs, actually, on the show that doesn't have the title Valentine. But hey, it's still about love. And that's what the show's all about. Right?
I'm here to talk to you about outer course, something most people are very familiar with in sex, although we do it all the time, especially when we're trying to put off having sex. Tired of your lover having a headache? Here are 10 ways to have sex without having sex. Of our awesome list of non-penetration activities, outer course, than one can do with one's whatever.
Own self.
Well, you can do this one with yourself. It is called a handy. Very self-explanatory, I'm sure, but for those of you who aren't tuned into that particular expression, it is a hand job or sexual stimulation through manual use.
And a lot of Vaseline.
KY jelly, it doesn't break down rubber or latex.
Great. Give me this list here. Yeah, oral sex. That would be true, but isn't... Well, I guess not. Isn't the penis penetrating the mouth?
It says the anus or the vagina is part of the qualification on outer course.
Okay, well...
Yeah, interesting,
so good old-fashioned oral sex.
Good old-fashioned oral sex.
Who
Let's
doesn't
hear it.
Like that?
Who doesn't like that kind of attention? Oh, God. So we have the third one on our list, scissoring. If you're not sure what that means, I would totally advise you to double check me on the Urban Dictionary. But the basic definition of it is two women having sex without any penetration. Those of you who'd like further enlightenment on that, either try it, watch a porn, or look it up on the internet in the Urban Dictionary.
So it's basically two bushes bumping.
Or two shaven.
Rimming. Or you guys down in Canyon City might refer to it as tossing the salad. Good old rimming. Yeah, that's right. That's one you don't hear at the dining room table every Sunday.
And tell our listeners what rimming is next.
Rimming is when you, when you're rimming, you are basically using your tongue to surface the area of the anal cavity.
You tried to make that sound so official.
I really did. Basically, you're licking my asshole. That's what you're doing. Okay, next.
Okay, another one that's pretty self-explanatory, mutual masturbation. Play with a friend, as they said in the 40-year-old
Bring a
version.
Playmate.
That's right. A play date for everyone. Totally disease-free.
We like that. Sex toys, yes. So what kind of sex toys can you use without
All kinds. There are a whole bunch of kinds. As a man, I don't expect you to know about any of them.
I could.
But the ones that go inside.
You
never You're
know.
A man. You're a man. Men are totally concentrated on penetration. Yeah. Listeners, are you with me on that one, women? Okay.
So tell us what toys.
Well, one that I would recommend, not for personal use. This was actually information that was given to me by a friend that worked at Romantics. Give a shout out to Romantics all over the Denver metro area. The one near my house is on Washington and Colfax. Great little arcade. But a very popular one that a friend of mine...
Whore!
Slut! Slore! A very popular one is the Hitachi magic wand. Now, they do only sell it as a magic wand now, not as the Hitachi. Hitachi took their label off of it, but they do still reproduce it on the internet. Retails for about $60. There would be world peace within a month if men and women all had a unit like that.
Wow. So sexual clarifying?
No, scarfing.
Scarfing. Scarfing. Not barfing, scarfing.
And Dax came up with that one.
Scarfing? I came up with perfect.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's sweeping the nation.
So that's when, from what I understand, is when your lover chokes you out to the point where you pass out. Is that correct?
That's right. And for most men, it causes an instantaneous orgasm.
Wow.
You have consent to do it.
Okay.
Though that may be a thin legal line that we could explore another time, maybe. Well, the reason they call it scarfing is because people put a rope or whatever choking thing around their neck, and they will put a scarf around their neck sometimes, or under a rope so it won't leave bruising. A lot of people, an unknown fact about scarfing that most people don't know.
Well, I see your bruises healed up pretty clearly there, right?
Yeah. And the hair I got pulled out the other day.
Wow.
So here we have the ever popular teenage in the backseat of the car favorite, dry humping. No way to refer to it in a less vulgar term. What do you think, guys?
Well, no, not in less vulgar, but, you know, black folks would refer to it, you know, when we were younger, we call it goosing, you know? So if we saw, like, Sally and Bobby over in the fifth grade in the corner, you know, he's rubbing up on her, he's, you know, got her pinned up against the wall, we're like, ooh, they goosing.
Ooh, let's run and go get it.
Ah, exactly.
My friends told me about run and go get it.
Run and go get it.
That's the white people play doctor anyway. That's another show.
And house. Yeah, and that's house. Pretty common too.
Absolutely. Yeah, but run and go get it is my favorite. We didn't play that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I bet.
So what's number one?
And number one, drum roll, please.
Kissing.
Who would have thought? I mean, that isn't really even a sexual activity in itself.
According to Planned Parenthood, however, it is an act of outercourse. So, kisses!
We're Dax Dish and Carrie Dash signing off. Thanks for tuning into The Q. We'll be back with all new episodes in March. Happy Valentine's Day. Taking us out is R. Rich with Valentine. We'll see you later.
To you.